Crunch time! Crunch time! You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crunch time! Crunch time!
All right, Kansas City! It is playoff week. I am excited.
Really?
Welcome to Crunch Time with Tim Grunert and Frank Ball. Brought to you by CBD American Shaman.
Best buddies.
And I have been, as you've noticed, I've been limping around. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I was doing a little calf raises and hurt my Achilles. And I've been slathering on the anti-inflammatory. And it's getting me through the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I tore it, but it
Oh, if you tore it, you wouldn't be on.
You'd know it.
You wouldn't be on.
You'd know it.
You could have strained it, though.
I know. I definitely strained it. And, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm really, really tight and really, really sore. And I'll slather on some of the anti-inflammatory cream, and it gets me through the day. I played 18 holes today, and then just kind of sit around with you here, jabbing along and talking about the crazy stuff that we talk about.
Wow.
It's stiffened up.
Yeah, it does. You sit down for a while. I've had one. I didn't tear it, but it was really bad. It was all mushy.
Well, you're climbing mountains, Frank.
The doc said it was all mushy, you know, back there, and he says, now this is a while ago, and he said, if you better get off, because it really started to hurt me. It really was hurting. And I decided I better go see somebody and finally did it, which was one of the smart things I've done in my life, which I haven't done too many of those. I'm still working with you. So he just said, you better get off that for a while. I'd been running a lot back in those days, too. And it just.
So enough of my.
Yeah. You on the IR?
I'm on the IR.
Okay. You can't play then till the Super Bowl.
I played golf because of CBD American Shaman. I guess that's why we were talking about CBD American Shaman.
That's right. 30% off till 7 o'clock tonight. Let's get in there.
Pop in there. If you have any aches and pains like I do, go and get the anti-inflammatory cream. And of course, for anxiety and sleep, they have anxiety. You have the water soluble. For sleep, you have CBN, and for the mornings, CBG, which I use every morning.
Yeah, so I don't use the CBG. I use the water soluble in the morning, and then I use the CBN at night.
See, I'm more of a stimulant guy, and you're more of a downer guy. You like the stuff that kind of takes you down. I need the stuff that gets me going.
Okay, I don't need to get going anymore.
I've heard that about you, Frank. I've heard that about you. That is pretty good stuff. Hey, pretty good stuff is the Kansas City Chiefs are going to play at home against the Cleveland Browns.
Of all people.
Now listen, I'm just going to tell everybody out there right now, this is a battle between David and Goliath. And other than being in the big book, you always want to be Goliath. Okay? Everybody
just
says,
as long
it's David and Goliath.
David does and have a slingshot.
Yeah, but other than the good book, you want to be Goliath, and in this matchup, you want to be Goliath, and the Kansas City Chiefs are Goliath.
Yes, they are.
Just like Notre Dame when they played Alabama, with all that talk about David and Goliath, that we were David and Goliath slayed us, and it's a little bit of the same. I mean, you always want to be the top dog. You don't always want to be that one that's trying to nip at the heels to kind of get up the ladder. You want to be the top dog. The Chiefs are the top dog. They're a better football team. The Chiefs should have a really good opportunity to win this game. I expect them to win. Now, there's going to be some things we'll talk about that the Browns could do to the Chiefs that are going to cause some issues and some troubles and some angst. But the Kansas City Chiefs are just a better football team. And when it comes to the playoffs, and I have a lot of experience in playoff football, and I have a lot of experience in losing playoff football, you got to have the better quarterback. Whoever has the better quarterback has got the best opportunity to have success in the playoffs, and the Chiefs have the better quarterback, period. Frank, it's yours.
And they have the best head coach. So that combination, plus he's an offensive coach. He's not a defensive coach. So with that combination, you are definitely in the driver's seat. I'm going to tell you something. If the Chiefs would lose this football game, this fan base would throw up all over themselves. Okay?
It would be a state of depression.
I really don't think that's going to happen. I don't see a pathway for the Browns to win this football game unless the Chiefs totally implode and are totally out of character in a football game, like a lot of turnovers. Even then, even with turnovers, they can make up for those things. They came from 24 points down and all double digits for the other games in all last year's games. So unless you get a massive lead, maybe like Cleveland did against Pittsburgh, but I don't expect the Chiefs to turn the ball over five times.
So are you being Sammy Watkins right now?
No, I'm just saying.
They're not competition.
No. Everybody's competition. And yeah. I did. I heard that. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute because he talked about that. And then, of course, we have Kareem Hunt on the other side.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, there's always people that are jabbing away.
It's just the NFL. It's where they are. They got to
part of the show.
And Sammy, we don't even know Sammy's going to play. For God's sake, Sammy, shut up. Unless you're playing, okay?
I'll never forget really quick Dave Zott. Oh, poor Dave. He was the most conscientious and always trying to say the right things, and he slipped up one time to some reporter saying that we never lose to the Raiders or something to like, you know, the Raiders are going to blow it at the end like they always do. And it became like a national deal, and I think we had to beat them to go into the playoffs. It was that game. It was out in L.A.
That was when we went to Palm Springs almost a week early, right?
That was Dodger Town.
Yeah,
that was when we lost to Miami.
Yeah, that was Miami. No, that was different.
No.
I remember going to Palm Springs, but that was to play the Raiders in Los Angeles to get in. But I think that was McAvick.
It wasn't me.
I think it was McAvick.
But Dave kind of slipped up and said something like, you know, the Raiders always fall apart at the end, or they'll do something stupid at the
end.
Marty
was always like that. Marty would always say, let them go, let them do a thing, they'll make a mistake.
Right.
They're going to blow it. They're going to have a penalty, they'll throw an interception, they're going to fumble the ball.
So it goes back a long way, the kind of talk back and forth, the bulletin board material.
Yeah, which you don't want to get into these days, especially with social media.
Because
then it just doesn't go, it just goes everywhere in an instant.
I can't tell you how glad the social media wasn't around when I was playing. I just can't tell you how glad I am.
Can't tell you how glad I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been around for my life.
I mean, first of all,
playing football.
With social media and some of the PC stuff, crunch time would never have lasted 5 minutes, and the Levy show wouldn't have lasted a week.
Oh, good
None
Lord.
Of those things
no,
would have
One show. We would have been one. Period.
Never. The Levy shows would have been over. They would have been over
in
a matter of
social media. Because they were the greatest shows, and Crunch Time was great.
Oh, my gosh.
The original Crunch Time was just awesome.
Think about writing a book about the Levy show.
No. You have to implicate yourself too much, Tim. You ain't going to be writing that book anytime soon.
Well, we'd keep out some of the...
You can't write the book without the stuff.
Okay.
Okay? Come on.
Well, you got to talk me out of that, because I'm thinking about
you're
writing
a book. You're not going to write a book about
right.
that. No, you're not going to. Forget it.
It'd be a great book.
Oh, God.
It would be a fun book.
Time together.
You know what? Crunch Time, they did that article about all the A10 radio things. They did not spend enough time on Crunch Time. Yeah. That was
a great show.
This is the softer, gentler, this is more PC. This is PC.
A little bit more.
And it's kind of the public radio. It's like the Crunch Time public radio.
Yes. Instead NPR.
NPR. This is NPR Crunch Time.
Hi, this is Frank Bowl.
I really like your salty bowls. You ever see, what's that one, the Saturday
Good
Night
Lord.
Live skit? Sweaty.
Your term.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
That was great. Shreddy. Oh, these are very good, these sweaty balls. The Christmas sweaty balls. All right. Well, we better get out of that one, or we'll be back to Crunch Time.
We're going to be off the air.
It'll be off the air.
Go ahead.
But listen, when you always want to be Goliath, and you know, I understand that the big talk in Cleveland is, hey, listen, that the Chiefs are going to be rusty. Yeah, they'll be a little bit rusty, but guess what? They're going to be healthy too.
Yeah.
And
raring to go.
Which trumps rusty? Okay, it trumps rusty. Healthy trumps rusty. So a lot of these guys had a lot of bumps and bruises and were banged up and were maybe going at 60-70% towards the end of that season are now close to maybe 80-85%.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a good thing. So rusty, yes, maybe a little bit rusty. Maybe they're going to have to kind of knock the rust off a little bit, but they have their health. And in a football game, being the healthiest team is the best thing to be. I know that's a very simple and maybe kind of dumbed it down a little bit, but being healthy is really, really good when it comes to playing in football games, believe me.
Yeah, and the two groups that need it most are the offensive line and the linebackers, and they look like they're all back. They're ready to go now. Mitchell Schwartz isn't, and we do not expect to see him. And he talked about that this week and just said, you know, back's a tricky thing. When he starts talking like that, I don't think we'll see him till next year. I don't think Mitchell Schwartz is going to make it. Because even if he comes back, say he just comes back, he's ready to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, he's missed so much time that would it be a good thing?
And you can't even speculate on the timing because nobody knows what the hell the injury is.
I know.
It's a back.
That's bad.
Did he have surgery? Did he not have surgery? Did he, you know, has he been, you know, John Alt, he used to get shots all the time before games and working through because he had that pinched nerve and a pinched disc in his back. Which was a nerve issue that he was dealing with. So, you know, that he played kind of at about 50 or 60% most of the time. And that's why one of the reasons why I retired, because of the back. But nobody even knows what it is, Frank.
No. And we're not going to know.
Yeah.
He ain't going to say anything.
No.
Andy's not going to say anything. Nobody's going to say anything.
So
they're sworn to secrecy.
And they're doing a hell of a job with secrecy out there.
They are.
Usually you can kind of get a little bit of tidbit here or there.
Yeah, no. You're
but
not
anymore.
Now.
Not on this one. Yeah, so you talk about the offensive line. You obviously have to deal with Myles Garrett, and you have to deal with Claiborne on the other side. Both of those guys, I mean, Myles Garrett might be, I consider him probably the best defensive end that they have faced so far this year. He's a handful, and he is very, very flexible. He's got a great third step. If people are talking about his flexibility in his ankles, I don't know about all that. Flexibility in his ankles, whatever.
Because you never had that. So.
His third step is explosive and tight, and it really is a hard thing to deal with. You watch him. His first step is fast. His second step sets it up. His third step gets him around the tackle 90% of the time. He is really, really good at it. And he's somebody that they're going to have to deal with. But the goal for the Cleveland Browns this week will be let's keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket and try to pressure the middle of the pocket. They have some big dudes in there, not very good at pass rushers, but big dudes in there that kind of can just clog it up. They do not want Patrick Mahomes leaving the pocket unless he's doing it under duress.
Yeah, and I think here's a big thing to think about too. Now, this team, what you said was correct. They might – I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is a statue. He threw the ball 60 times, okay? They didn't sack him.
Yeah.
So you just go, he threw the ball 60 times, and he stands around, and they didn't get to him. So that really bodes well for Patrick Mahomes. Okay, he's going to have time, a little bit of time in the pocket. Myles Garrett, you can get it because he's really the only guy.
Yeah.
He's the only guy you got to worry about because Vernon Davis isn't on the other side anymore. Okay, it's the other kid, and he just doesn't get it done. So you can concentrate on Myles Garrett, and that'll help them. As long as they only have one guy they got to concentrate on, they're going to be in pretty good shape. You put Patrick Mahomes in that kind of a situation with the offensive weapons he has, the Browns are the Browns won their Super Bowl last week. All right? They were up 28-0. They were still sweating bullets in the fourth quarter, which was just insane. And, they've got to put up at least 30-some points against the Chiefs, and I just don't see them doing it because I don't see the Chiefs turning the ball over five times.
Yeah.
I mean, of those five turnovers or four turnovers, whatever they got like 11 or 12 points out of those turnovers.
Yeah.
Which was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was just insane. They should have beaten the Steelers 60-something to 20-something. That's how bad
The very first play of the game.
Oh, my gosh.
And you never see Pouncey do that.
Right.
I'll
guarantee the other thing you won't see. You won't see Patrick Mahomes try to get on that football either. Like Roethlisberger went to Connor. Go ahead, James. You jump on. I'm not getting in the middle of that crap. Patrick Mahomes would have been on that football in a heartbeat.
He would have been.
And if he would have rolled in the end zone with it and gotten a safety, fine. It's 2 points instead of getting a six, and just all hell broke loose at that point.
Right. So if you're going to look at this game and you want to talk about, okay, what are the advantages and disadvantages for the Chiefs, I think – when the disadvantage or the advantage for the Browns is a running game. Chubb and Hunt are two really good backs. The Chiefs have struggled a little bit against good big backs
that. Because their linebackers can't cover them.
Absolutely. And they can't tackle them as well, and they can't cover them. Both of these guys, especially Kareem, has been really, really good catching the ball out of the backfield, and they have used him a bunch to get the big plays for them in the passing game out of the backfield. So you're going to see Kareem Hunt catching the ball. You're going to see Nick Chubb running the ball. Austin Hooper, who was a guy that they picked up from Atlanta at the tight end position, has really come on strong for them towards the end of the career, end of the season. So the tight end is another issue the Chiefs struggle with. I'm not too particularly worried about Jarvis Landry. I'm not too particularly worried about Higgins. I'm not too particularly worried about their wide receivers, but their backs out of the backfield and their tight end play, because I don't think that this team could score with the Chiefs. But what they can do, Frank, is that they can eat up a bunch of clocks. The Chiefs are going to have to make big plays, chunk plays, and that defense is going to just try to not give up those chunk plays. So if the Browns can run the ball effectively, get the ball into their backs' hands out in the flat or just over in the hook curl zone, and they can hit their tight end up the seam, and they can take maybe 38 to 40 to 42 minutes of time off the clock doing that, then the Chiefs are going to have big chunk plays. And this defense is going to try not to give up chunk plays. They're going to give up on stuff underneath. I think you're going to see Kelce have a huge game. I think you'll have Bell have a good game. I don't think they're going to try to take away that stuff underneath, but they are going to keep the top on against the Chiefs wide receivers. That's the goal for them. This don't give up those chunk plays.
Yeah, I still don't think their defense is going to be.
No,
up to
I
it.
Don't.
The other thing too about their offense, both these backs are good, both in the running game and in the pass game. And Kareem Hunt is a magician in the red zone. I mean, that kid, when he smells that goal line, I'm not sure I've seen a back that really can get in the end zone like that kid can. But I just don't – they don't have enough offense with Baker Mayfield playing quarterback to get it done. I just don't think they do. He can make plays with his feet. He's a pretty mobile guy. But like you said, the Browns are going to try to do what everybody else does to the Chiefs. They're going to try to keep the game in front of them, mm-hmm. try to keep the player, try to keep Tyreek in front of them, try to keep Travis Hill and Sammy Watkins if he plays. He was limited in practice today. In front of them, Mecole Hardman, and then wait till they get to the red zone and see if they can hold the Chiefs to field goals, which most teams have not been able to do. I could see the Chiefs getting off to a slow start because they haven't played for a little while. They're going to be over anxious. They're going to be just going crazy out there to get it started. But I don't see Cleveland coming out of the chute and scoring 14, 17, or 21 points in the first quarter to try to grab a quick lead. And I think it's going to be all downhill for Cleveland from them. I don't give the Browns much of a choice in this game. I think the Chiefs are prepared for this. We're going to try to run the ball and try. The only team that's really beaten them this year is a team who tried to play football with them, the Raiders. They look, we can't do this. We can't. Everybody has tried this. Nobody's been successful with it. So let's just go crazy. And we're gonna play the game with them. We're gonna play their game. We're gonna go out there. We're gonna try to score as much as possible. I just don't think Cleveland has the people, the personnel to get that done.
Yeah, because if you look at the advantage in the passing game, it certainly goes to the Chiefs on both sides. I think. I mean, I think that the defensive backs and the pass rush are good enough. And the Jets smacked around Mayfield in that game a couple weeks ago when they beat him, and he turned the ball over three times. So if the Chiefs can get to him and knock him around a little bit, he gets a little bit shaky, especially with the ball. But the Chiefs, I believe, have the passing game advantage against the run game on both sides. I think the run game is probably an advantage for Buffalo. And then, the Chiefs running the ball, we'll see how healthy Bell is and, Hilaire's hurt. So, they don't have their top guys. I don't think that's really a positive for the Chiefs is the running game. But I do think that the passing game on both sides is for the Chiefs. And special teams, it's kind of a wash. If Hardman will make some good decisions.
And let the ball go in the end zone. Right. Take the touchback, please.
And then home field advantage. I know it's not that much, but listen, you're still home, okay?
Yeah, I haven't had to travel anywhere.
And you don't have to travel anywhere, so that's the advantage. And the Chiefs, listen, if they win this game, which I think they're going to, I think this game, and I don't want to say that it's going to be more of a challenge. I just think that this game is the game they got to get through this game. They have to, obviously.
They'll get through this.
They got to get through this game.
You just worry about injuries. That's the only thing you worry about at this point. I'm not worried about the football game. I'm more worried
about this game for one reason or another. I don't know why. I'm just a little bit worried about this game. But if they win this game, I really and truly believe, book your flight to Tampa.
Here's the other thing, too. They really, we can say it's a break. We don't know for sure because Cleveland's going to come in here, and I think Chiefs had the best possible scenario. They didn't have to face both the Ravens and possibly the Bills in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, or the Ravens this week and the Bills next week.
Right.
They got the Browns this week, and the Ravens and the Bills are out there going to beat the crap out of one another in Buffalo. And, you know, we'll just go from there and see who comes in here next week. But I don't think they're having much trouble with this football team.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here. Don't forget that CBD American Shaman, 30% off right now. We're going to have Scotty Miller on from the Action Network. He's going to talk a little bit about the line of this game, which is 10, and all these computer breakdowns and these computer matchups and everything else that are really going big for the Chiefs. We'll ask him why that is. And
what he thinks the final score will be.
Yeah, all that kind of good stuff for all you guys that like to maybe
put a little money on it.
Yeah.
A little money on it.
It's
legal.
That's right, in some states.
Yeah, not here.
Not here. Yeah. But you
the wise
can,
up
but
one of these
you can
days.
Get you can get you can get your all your information from Scotty Miller coming on here. Good Rockers kid. Went to Iowa, worked for ESPN for a long time. Now he's with the Action Network. He'll be on here in a little bit. My boy Scotty with the Super Bowl. Scotty was giving me all the inside information at the Super Bowl. And you know, you got those. I don't know if you want to get involved with the what do they call those bets, like who's going to score the first touchdown?
Oh, yeah, all those, yeah, the prop bets.
Prop bets. Mm-hmm. But that's another avenue that he's huge. He pretty much nailed.
A lot of guys make a lot of money on that.
He nails the prop bets. I don't know. You can ask him about it. I don't know.
He makes some money.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get him on here in a couple of minutes. And don't forget, CBD America Shaman, 30% off. Pop in there and say hello. You're listening to
Crunch Time. All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank Bowen and Tim Grunhard here, and we welcome into our program tonight Scotty Miller. You've heard him before here on Crunch Time from the Action Network. Barkhurst High School grad, Iowa grad.
This is his big time of the year right now, New York City.
And we're going to talk to him all about the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're going to get all the latest information from him. Scotty, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, guys. Ready to talk some playoff football.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about who the next Jets head coach is going to be, or you know what the Giants are doing right now and getting ready for their offseason? That's probably the big news in New York right now, right?
No. Houston traded Harden to the Nets. That's the big news right now, buddy. There's the news. Hey, Scotty, did you make any money on that? Did you have a little bet of where he would end up?
I personally did not. I'm hoping I was able to bet against the Nets tonight before the line moved. So I'm hoping I can win that one. But I got to say, there are a lot of good things about living in New York. The local football viewing is not one of them. So we wore out Red Zone pretty good out here. We did not watch a lot of Jets and Giants on the local games, that's for sure.
All right, Scotty, let's talk a little bit about the betting line and the over-under and all that kind of good stuff. The Browns and the Chiefs, obviously the Chiefs are minus 10, and the over-under is 57. How do you think they came to those numbers, and what do you think of them?
Yeah, this is the biggest favorite of divisional round weekend and the highest total. Both those are sort of by far compared to all the other games. I think these are about right. The lines make sense. I think the most interesting number to me is the total, because you look at these two defenses against these offenses, and the offenses are almost perfect matchups for what the defenses do really poorly. I'll start with the Browns defense. Browns defense is not good. Myles Garrett will get a lot of pub up front and deservedly so, but they were 25th overall, 25th against the pass, 32nd in sort of game-to-game variance, which is essentially how consistent they are. They were the least consistent defense in the NFL this season, and all of those numbers are advanced metrics, so they're adjusted for schedule. And why that's important is because the Browns had the easiest schedule of offensive opponents in the NFL. So they had one of the worst defenses against the easiest schedule. That is terrible news. Obviously, I don't need to tell your audience how good this Chiefs offense is, particularly in the passing game, where, again, the Browns ranked 25th. So just to put it into context, the Browns played the Bengals twice this year. The Bengals are awful. They allowed an average of 32 points to the Bengals in those two games. So I do not think it's hyperbolic to think that the Chiefs could put up 35, 40-plus on this offense. So I'm not sure personally if this is a game where all the smart money will come in on the under, and I would be 0% surprised if this just flew over. Because of all the reasons I just mentioned with the Browns defense against the Chiefs offense, and Cleveland could run all over this Chiefs offense, given that matchup as well. So it's not a good matchup for either of these defenses, and I think that's why we're seeing the high total, and the high spread is just the Chiefs are good, and the Browns can be very good and also just very, very inconsistent overall, which you see in a lot of their underlying metrics.
Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so you're surprised by the over a little bit. I was thinking here, you know, when I think about the Chiefs against the Browns, as you look at it, I know the Browns have some ways to control the time in the game, but that hasn't proved successful against the Chiefs as far as winning a football game is concerned. Obviously, the only team that beat them this year of any consequence is we take out the last game because they weren't playing their frontline players. Are the Raiders. And what the Raiders do? The Raiders played ball with them. The Raiders decided we're going to, you know, but the Raiders have people to be able to do that. You know, we're going to try to score with the Chiefs. We're going to try to outscore them. We can't slow them down. That, you know, trying to slow them down and keeping them in front of us and that whole thing hasn't worked for anybody. So we're going to do it a different way, and they won that football game. Is there any way for the Browns offense – to be able to have that same tactic, or as you said, you think it'll be that their running backs, you know, with Chubb and Hunt, will be the key for them to try to control the clock and keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline? Which way do you think they'll approach it?
Yeah, I think that's how they definitely have to approach it. And listen, they've got a really, really smart offensive coach who's had a great season. And I bet a lot of money against the Browns last week because I thought they'd really miss Stefanski. Well, it turns out when you go up 28-0 early, you don't really miss your head coach. Now, it's huge for them to get him back this week. And I think they'll have a smart game plan put together on offense. The challenge, as you mentioned, Frank, when you try to play that run-heavy script is, you're sort of pigeonholing yourself. You have to score every time you get inside the red zone. You have to score a touchdown because the Chiefs can score so fast that time of possession is just a less valuable metric for them, and it's especially a less valuable metric for them in this matchup where, again, they're facing the 25th-ranked defense that against the pass that just got destroyed by some really mediocre quarterbacks this year. So, I think that's how they'll set it up for multiple reasons on offense. Like Baker really, really struggles when he's under pressure. And while the Chiefs aren't the most consistent at getting pressure, they sort of have an ability to flip that switch when they really need a big play from Chris Jones and Frank Clark up front and those guys. And they bring some timely pressure. So that's something I would keep an eye on because the Browns are going to have to throw to a certain extent just to keep up. What's interesting to me in this game is who gets the lead and how big is that lead? Because there's no number that the Chiefs can't come back from, literally no number. Like if the Chiefs are down 28-0 against the Browns in the first quarter, like the Browns were up against the Steelers this past week, I mean, I'm not putting it past the Chiefs to come back in that situation at home against this defense. So they're going to have to throw, and ultimately I think that's Baker's going to give you one, give you two. You know, he fumbled three times against the Jets. So you're gonna have the ability to flip the field pretty quickly against a quarterback like this, especially playing on the road.
Scotty, you have to go back to week 8 is the last time the Chiefs have won by more than 6 points. They went on a roll of winning, but just barely winning and not covering a lot of spreads and all those kind of things. Yet, Vegas said, hey, 10. So, once again, the thought would be, I guess, that, you know, that the Chiefs' offense could put up a bunch of points. But the thing that worries me, and I know you touched on it, is the Chiefs, they have the worst run defense in the playoffs right now. And this team, the Cleveland Browns, with Nick Chubb and Hunt, have averaged about 160 yards a game on the ground. So, the Chiefs, like you said, I mean, the defense for the Chiefs struggles against the run. The Browns are really good running the ball. How does that equate into, so when you see the Chiefs haven't covered in the last 8 weeks and they have a problem stopping the run. So is 10, I mean, I don't see 10. I just don't. I would see 7 yeah. or 8, but 10, because it really fits into slowing the game down. And can the Chiefs, just like you just said, the Chiefs are going to have to score now every time they touch the ball because they're not going to have a lot of possessions.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point. So our projections for this game, which is, you know, we basically have a math model for this game made by guys a lot smarter than me and frankly, you two as well. Who plug their numbers in?
Wait a minute! Hey. Hold it! Hey, that really hurt.
and they spit out a number, and our number is 8.1, right? So Tim, you say 7, 8, like that to me feels right as well. But what this number is from a bookmaking perspective, that they're begging you to take the Browns. They want you to take the Browns. It's over 10. 10 is a, you know, is a relatively key number in betting the NFL. If this was 9.5, you'd see a lot more action on the Chiefs. And honestly, it's working. According to our numbers, the Browns are getting the majority of the bets. They're getting the majority of the money coming in. So the book is sort of – they're just trying to get more people to bet the Browns because they know people will come – that they want to bet Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Now, the flip side, I agree that 10 is a lot. The flip side is the Chiefs are up by 6 with 4 minutes to go. And they have the ball. You know, this is an ultimate, like, backdoor cover game from either side of the equation. Like, if the Chiefs are up 16 and Baker has the ball with 4 minutes left, they're probably going to drive down the field and score a touchdown. And the same is true for the Chiefs. So that's why I'm honestly staying away from this spread. Like, it's the right line, generally speaking. It's probably a point or two too high, but it's not something I really want to get involved with. I'd rather get involved with the total, or it could get really interesting as a game to bet live. If you know, if the Browns get up early, you know, getting the Chiefs to win at a decent number or a more decent number than they are now is something that has proved profitable over time with Mahomes at quarterback.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting if, let's say, for some odd known reason, kind of like last year, Cleveland gets up by 21 or by 17. Right now, Cleveland's plus 400 in the betting, and the Chiefs are minus 500. What would that number go to? I mean, because you're right, the Chiefs have the firepower to come back in that game. That would be an interesting bet. And they would have to go, then Cleveland would have to be, you know, maybe minus 200 or something if it's 17. I mean, how do you think that would roll into the live betting? I think that's an interesting point that, and I don't think it's going to happen, but if you look at last year and let's say, okay, it's 17 points, you know, the Chiefs came back, and if you're live betting, that's easy money if you look at what happened last year.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do is Chiefs go down by 2 scores in the first quarter, just bet them to win. You'll probably get it around even money, maybe you're paying a little bit of juice on the Chiefs, but if they go down 10, if they go down 14, everyone will be coming in on the Chiefs. This is not like a unique idea whatsoever. And so that you can kind of back yourself into a corner a little bit riding with some of the fish. But, it has proved profitable. Like, they can just come back in a hurry. And, again, in this type of matchup, you want to make sure you're targeting the right matchups. Like, I wouldn't do this against the Ravens, right? That may be a little bit better of a defense, but against the Browns, their strength is not on defense. They've given up 30 points a game to the Bengals this year. Like, this fits a game that I would target for something like that. Now, I don't think it's going to happen just because, you know, but we see the Chiefs start slow. It is a little bit of a pattern. The close games are a little bit of a pattern. All those things are a little, quite frankly, concerning, but they're not detrimental to this team or to this game, particularly in this matchup. Like, this was a huge break for the Chiefs to get the Browns here. Get the Browns at home rather than facing the Ravens. I think the Ravens would have come into Kansas City and won this weekend. I really do. That was a matchup that I was really, really scared of and as a Chiefs fan. And I think it'll be interesting to see who wins that other AFC game. But this isn't going to be a cakewalk, but I think the Chiefs should take care of business here.
We're talking with Scotty Miller from the Action Network. Just give the fans just a little bit of an idea. Last year, this is obviously before the Chiefs win the Super Bowl or become Super Bowl champs, and they go down 24-0 to Houston, all right, in the first quarter. What was do you remember what it was last year when they went down, what the odds were at that point for the Chiefs to come back, if you had put money on that?
Ballpark, probably plus 200, plus 250. Because if you remember that game, it wasn't just the score, but it was also really fluky, right? There was a punt return for a touchdown or sort of to pin them deep. Like, it was just a catastrophic series of events that, from Houston's standpoint, was entirely unsustainable. And from the Chiefs' standpoint, was unsustainable as well, in a good way. Like, they weren't just going to keep doing that. They were for sure an underdog. At that point, I don't have a recollection exactly what it was, but yeah, and honestly, it was probably a pretty popular bet because, again, pretty similar matchup. If I remember that Houston team, like, you could score on them, and you could score pretty quickly. You could throw on them. They could keep up from an offensive standpoint, but Tim, you know this from playing. Like, once the tide sort of turns in a game, and you saw it a little bit with Pittsburgh and Cleveland last week. Mm-hmm. And I thought Pittsburgh might have a chance, and then Mike Tomlin punted on 4th-and-1 from, you know, his own 45 or something, and then it was over. But Pittsburgh had all the momentum in that game. Everything was going right. Everything was going poorly for the Browns, and they just weren't able to sort of seal the deal. But you do see that. And the Browns are the type of team that if you're going to get in a hole, you want to get in a hole with those teams on the other side, because – With Mahomes as quarterback, you can easily come back.
All right, so what's the most interesting game? What's the game you do not want to miss? I'm not buying the whole Rams and Packers. I just can't watch it. I'll watch it, but that's not something I'm looking forward to. I'd love to see Tampa and New Orleans, and then Baltimore and Buffalo are both games that I really like to see. But which game do you think is going to be the most interesting and come right down to the wire?
Yeah, I really like this Bucs-Saints game. I think I've been sort of riding the Breeze is done train for a while, and at least a while this season. And it's I think this is one that where Brady goes in there and wins outright. And it might be a close game. I love that Saints defense, but the Bucs defense is really, really fun to watch. And I think they'll get after Breeze. So I think that's one, you know, underdog who I personally would expect to win outright and set up a really nice NFC title game between probably the Bucs and the Packers. Baltimore, like, they looked dead in that first quarter this past weekend, and then kind of Lamar turned on the Jets literally and figuratively and sort of set them on their way. I'm curious to see if there's any letdown from that, any letdown from, you know, the first playoff win in Buffalo in a really, really long time. Put a gun to my head, I'd probably pick Buffalo in that game just because I really like their offense and like Josh Allen's ability to sort of keep up. And I also think, honestly, that'd be a better matchup for the Chiefs as well. But two really good coaches, two really good quarterbacks, but different quarterbacks. But I think you can win in more ways with a guy like Josh Allen as your quarterback than someone like Lamar. Even last week when they came back, the Ravens, it wasn't with Lamar's arm, which was nice for them in that game. But the same concerns still exist with that team. Can he come back and beat you with his arm? Which he's going to have to if they want to win the Super Bowl.
And if Baltimore comes in here with a win, and then we'll talk about Buffalo in a second. What do you think the point spread would be at that point? Baltimore comes in off a win off of Buffalo into Kansas City.
Yeah, it's a good question. I was actually doing this exercise with my dad and my uncle over the weekend, and we didn't know it was going to be Baltimore or Cleveland. I think 4.5. It's definitely above 3. Maybe it opens 4, and then we'll see which way it moves, with 4 being such a key number. I tell you that the professional bettors would take those points pretty quickly. Again, two good coaches, and I'd expect that to probably close around 3.5. And then, but I don't see that dipping below three
right.
whatsoever.
And then how about if Buffalo wins?
Yeah, probably around the same. Honestly, I mean, maybe it's a flat three, which you usually see. It is granted for home field. Now that's not really the case this year. The Chiefs are certainly better than the Bills on a neutral field, but the gap is not that large. The Bills have one of the best coaches in the NFL. They'll allow some plays on defense, certainly, but they can score. They can keep up. And that is just such a great equalizer in today's NFL. So I think it'd be three. I just don't think they'd give away 2.5 or give away 3.5 either way with that game. So that'd be my guess.
All right. Well, before we let you go, give us a score for Sunday's game with the Chiefs, or Saturday's game, the Chiefs
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday, and it's it happens to be the Chiefs and some team that play Cleveland. Yes.
Yeah. Score, I'd say 38-28. Give me a lot of points. I think this gets over 60 total points. I think the spread's about right.
That's right on the number, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, not on your number, but on the 10 number. Yeah.
Yeah, 38-28. I don't think you want to be sweating the spread either way in this game down the stretch. So see where it goes in game, or let's look at the total.
All right, Scotty. So your advice is go with the over, stay away from the spread, and the Chiefs win.
Chiefs win.
That's a good. That's why we like bringing you on, because you're making us feel better about our chances. That's what you do best.
I don't know if you want to have me on next.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Scotty, we're gonna have you back next Wednesday night. Yeah. We're gonna make Tim pee his pants.
Yeah, please, hey, Scotty. You know I have issues with playoff games. I don't want to hear anything on losses.
I know.
All right, Scotty. Hey, great talking
Scotty,
to you, buddy.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
And you guys go to the Action Network. How do you get to actionnetwork.com or your app? What's the best way to get the Action Network?
Yeah, actionnetwork.com, and then just search for Action Network app in the App Store. Get all your odds, all your picks, all your articles. If you dig this stuff, you're really hardcore about it, or if you just want to know what the line is for a given game, we kind of have it for everyone. So check it out.
All right.
Scotty, thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, Scotty.
Thanks. Take care.
Talk to you later. All right. That's Scotty Miller. Yep.
ActionNetwork.com. Go to your App Store. Pick it up. Get all the good info, and then get your money down.
That's right. So first go to CBD American Shaman, go
That's
to that
right.
store,
30%
and then go home
off.
After that, you know,
That's right.
take your anti-anxiety, and then you go get your anti-anxiety when you go to the Action Network. You don't have to worry about your bets.
I think.
We're just trying to take anxiety away from you.
I think the deal is they're going to be 40% off on Monday.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
You listening to?
Crunch Time.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. It's Tim Groner, Frank Bowen. We only have a couple minutes. I want to thank our friends from CBD America Chamba for sponsoring the program. And Frank, talk about the new place they got going, man. This place is over off 117th and Row.
Yeah, they got a great place. It's Shaman's Leewood Total Wellness, 11709 Row, Suite B. That's in Camelot Court. It's between Leewood Fine Arts and Arbor Nails. And it's right in that same area where Joe's. The Hen House and the CVS is open 7 days a week, 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. And eventually they're going to have some COVID screening coming in there, but they've got concierge service. They got memberships going on there. They do all kinds of stuff. Hormone replacement for both men and women.
If you're 70 years old and you want to be like Frank, go
IV
over there,
therapy.
Get that hormone treatment. Even Frank doesn't need it because he's such a virile man. He's climbing mountains at 85 years old. You go to this place, you'll be climbing mountains in Frank.
I thought it was just 70. How did I get to 85?
I don't know.
They'll have a full-fledged CBD store in there as well, and it's right there. So check it out, Shaman's Leewood Total Wellness. Camelot Court, right there near Joe's, the CVS, and the Hen House. Go on in and say hi and see what they have to offer. They're going to have something for you.
All right, Frank, my prediction is the Kansas City Chiefs 31, the Cleveland Browns 24.
Okay, here's
they
the deal.
Do not cover. It's going to be right around 7 or 8, I think, the point differential.
Okay.
And I think the Chiefs win, but I they're going to sweat this one out. If they get through this game, they're going to the Super Bowl. This one worries me more than the next one. I guess next week I'll be just as worried too. So whatever.
Next week worries me way more than this game.
I don't know. Every week worries me.
Hey, you heard Scotty, right? He said if they were playing Buffalo this week, I'm sorry, if they were playing Baltimore this week, he said he would have picked Baltimore.
Buffalo's going to beat Baltimore. You don't have to worry about Baltimore.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes coming off a bye. You know how many points they're averaging?
42.
39.
That was close.
My final, 40-20 Chiefs.
All right.
40% off Monday.
40% off.
40% off
Monday. I like your 40 better than my 31.
40-20.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
40-20. That's all you have to know.
That sounds good to me.
Quit sweating, will you?
All right.
Gosh, come on.
I feel better now already. Because you said that, I feel better.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go home, relax, get in the hot tub, work on this Achilles tendon.
It ain't going to do you any good getting in the hot tub with the Achilles tendon.
Oh.
Okay, that ain't going to help any. Ice and warm. Ice and warm. Off and on both. Back and forth.
All right.
Back and forth.
You've been listening to
Crunch Time.